You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blast from the past right there. That was probably 6-7 years, man. Going into the archives on a Friday. Couple notes. We have something interesting for you on the Crosby front, so let me do that. Because, again, I'm not going to try to shake you from your opinion. It is clear this town has reached euphoria phase where you think your team just beats everyone by 30, and you've turned into Chuck Swirsky's superfans from SNL. Bears 38, mini Giants 2. Fine. I mean, I listen to the other shows, right? I do the morning show on Fridays with Cookies for a couple of segments. I mean, people call it in. It's a walkover in Minnesota. Hutch dead? No impact. Lions on road at a good Viking team? F them, roll. We're playing Pacific. So I want to offer you something different. Because, again, I'm not going to take the last hour of our show this week trying to convince you to what? Be scared? No, it's cool. Root for your team. I'm a little more worried. I'm way more grounded with the NFL, and it's just easier for me to see through it and go, this is not a good spot for this team. If they win the game, I'll be incredibly impressed. But I want to just pass on something. So, what, 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, the kickoff show that I do with Boomer comes out. Okay, who cares? The point is, I'm shooting straight. It's a radio show that's played across the country. I'm not begging people to download the podcast. I mean, whatever. It doesn't matter. The point I'm making is I brought up the Crosby thing to Boomer on the show. And he had said the Lions are the fit for Crosby. I go, super glad you said it. Here's what I did on the show in Detroit. And I said, here was my offer to the Raiders. And I said it, 3 first-round picks, gave the whole spiel. He goes, Mike, it won't take nearly that much to get Max Crosby. Mm-hmm. I go, all right, we'll elaborate. He had said a 1 and maybe a future 2. And I said, well, then the deal should have been done yesterday. He laughed and we moved on. The point I'm making is, if you could attain Max Crosby for anything less than 3 first-round picks, can you give me one credible reason why that deal doesn't get done? If it's less than 3 first-round picks, let's say it was 2 number ones. Let's say it's a 1 and a pair of 2s. Whatever it is, less than 3 first-round picks. Can anyone make a coherent argument why that phone call doesn't get made and that deal doesn't get done? And if you want to blame the pricing structure, blame Boomer. Leave me out of it. Mm-hmm. He was steadfast. It will cost less than that.
No, I think it will. Your rationale made sense. It's like, you know, I want this house.
So, and you don't want to sell it.
I'm not going to sit here and try to outbid somebody. I'm just going to make you an offer that I know no one's going to want to touch. So it's going to cost me a little bit more now, but it's what I want.
Right. It's as far as I was willing to go.
Yes.
3 ones.
So, right. So rather than do the whole negotiation thing, let's just go right to the point where I'm going to say no more. I think the same.
Best and final.
Yes.
That's the best way to negotiate to me. When you want something and you know you got the juice to get it, you just lead with best and final. Mm-hmm. Take it or leave it. I ain't going to sit here at the swap shop with you or going to Rico's comic book store. I'll give you $750 for the episode 7 Spider-Man. No, I ain't doing that.
I got it for $650.
Just give me the damn player. But do you buy what Boomer's selling?
I get what Boomer is selling. I think the only reason why it does not happen, and we talked about this with TJ, if you missed it, Odyssey Rewind, I don't think there's a sense of urgency here yet. Now, once that happens, I think you need to make the deal immediately because the price is only going to go up. I don't see any situation where the Raiders are just going to say, you know what, fire sale, whoever comes first to pick up Max Crosby can have him. I'm going to drag him out to the curb.
Right, like an old stove?
Yeah, I don't see that. He's not going to be that old couch. I think they're waiting to see what happens this weekend in Minnesota.
And in turn, Raiders with the Rams, they are a touchdown underdog in L.A. this week, mm-hmm. right? Part of this story is let it go complete clown car mode in Vegas. I always want to say Oakland. I'm so sorry, me too. Guys. Because then here's the deal. They play the Rams this week as a touchdown underdog. Guess who they get next week? Chiefs.
Oh.
If this goes clown car, it could also, in real time, alter Max's perspective, alter the organization's perspective.
Yeah. But see, I also think that if it goes clown car, you're going to have more teams jumping into the fray, which is why if I'm the Lions, start negotiating some deals, you know, and back channeling some deals. Okay, let's see what happens this weekend. But if it goes, let's just make it this weekend because the longer it goes, that's when other teams are going to be like, yeah, we know the Raiders are going to get rid of this person.
I don't, oh God.
Let's pony
it's
up.
Sunny and it's 65 and I don't want to get in a fight with people. I'm too tired. It's Friday. Just work with me. I'm not saying this to anger you. Hear me. Hear what I'm saying. Is it crazy to think it would be better for the long term of this franchise to get the reality check Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
No pressure on Darnold. Get cut apart. Oh, my God, we miss Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
Versus get seduced like the Tigers, think you can beat the system, only to be exposed at the worst possible time, which is past the deadline and your season's over. Is it crazy to say maybe it's good to just have the alarm clock go off on full volume?
No.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a great call because
people are going to be so mad at me.
No, I think only the myopic ones, the ones who really see the bigger picture will see, yeah, that actually makes sense because you see now, okay, we got exposed. This isn't going to work. We're going to have to fill that spot, and we can't just go out and get some cheap player. We need to bring in some guy. Now, it could be Max Crosby. It could be anybody. But we have to make a move. We cannot stand pat the way we did last year.
Do you agree with me? If it's not three, and it's let's say it's a pair of ones, wouldn't you just view trading this year's first-round pick as drafting Max Crosby?
Absolutely.
So if I took the two ones and it was to move up and get James Pierce, the edge from Tennessee, who you have no idea if he'll be as good as Max. I got about a 99.9% chance he won't be better. Mm-hmm. How is it any different than you taking pick 29 plus a future one to move up and go get the guy?
Let me add to that. Let's just say he does become that. I mean, it's going to take him some years.
Yes.
By the time he finally becomes what you see in Max Crosby, it could be 3 years from now.
Yep.
Oh, wait, your window is now closing.
I like that.
So, yes, I'm drafting him, and he is ready, plug and play,
15 minutes.
Right now.
The minute the plane lands.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. We'll teach you the rest of the playbook later. Go get the quarterback.
On the plane. Okay. Remember now, you're wearing new colors. When you see that team, go get the guy.
Kill that person.
Right.
So we're going to do this two ways. Boomer's eyes and saying, great, you want to give up three ones, but it won't take nearly that. Give me one credible argument to not do the deal. But second of all, what is your confidence going into the Minnesota game? Life after Aiden. If it's anything like the morning show callers, you think they won't even play the game. You'll win 58-2. You're playing Old Dominion on Sunday.
The problem is if they win and you want them to win, I think that it may hurt you long term. Because if the Lions win this game, I don't think any deal gets done, period. They can go out because now... Okay, we're just one game behind Minnesota, and we own the tiebreaker right now. We're back. We're ready. I told you guys.
Oh, my God.
You idiots on the radio said we had to go make a move, and we didn't have to.
Oh, I don't care.
I mean fans, not the Lions.
Oh,
I don't think the Lions
can say whatever they want.
That.
I don't care.
No, but I think it would end up hurting them because, it's like when the new quarterback is in there, you don't really have the game plan. And TJ kind of talked about that earlier. Minnesota really doesn't know what the Lions are going to do. Nobody does. So because there's nothing there, now what will be really telling is what happens the next week with Tennessee and especially with Green Bay, now that they see, okay, this is how you run your defense.
You got a shot at this, man. Rams are, holy mercy. Rams are 7.5-point favorites on the Raiders. You know what the Chiefs are? 10.5. Boy, if this goes off the rails, Pierce gets fired, you're going to look back at that Max Crosby in front of his locker with a wry smile saying, I ain't here to rebuild. Keep an eye on it. Now, I'm with Rico. I'd love to make it snap my fingers and make it happen today. But look, Brad Holmes clearly is adept and knows what's going on way more than we do. It's the idea of, in real time, Max's perspective may change.
Mm-hmm.
And in that same time frame, maybe timing is everything in life. Maybe you're right place, right time, right need, and you go get him. And again, go and read the articles from when they named Eastern Michigan's field Crosby Field, when he made the donation back to EMU. He talked at length. There are articles about this. He grew up adoring the Lions, worshiping Megatron. Yes, he had moved to Texas from Lapeer, but loved the Lions. He talked about how special it was to be back home, referring to it as home. You do have an angle other teams don't have. And I know the almighty dollar speaks and business is business, but you know what else you have? There's no other team that's going to try to go get him that has a tangibly better chance at the Super Bowl than you. I could make a case, and I don't know if I'd win in court, but I'd give it a good country try. The Lions are the best shot of teams going to get him to deliver a Super Bowl to Max Crosby. Like, it's all there. Tell me right now you couldn't see him playing for Dan Campbell.
Oh, no. I think
I'll give you minus 250. There's a headbutt with bloodshed at some point this season.
Yeah, Dan with no helmet on.
248-539-9797. So, confidence meter for this weekend and also the Crosby stuff. Boomer Esiason lowering the cost. You know, I told you, I'd deal the three first-round picks. But in the idea that it's less... What are we talking about? I'd make the call.
And here's the thing. You don't want to get beat by another team because they moved faster, and we end up with the chair drop part two.
This one would be a literal chair drop about this player. Remember, the player I wanted last year for the Lions was Montez Sweat. Mm-hmm. I was only upset because you were getting Joy again.
So what if I got Joy again?
If you got Crosby, straight up, I would take day off. I just wouldn't come in then. No, I would take the PTO. I'm not having it. You can have any other player you want. You leave Max alone. 248-539-9797.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.